Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a bit different, a really personal deep dive into the mind.
That's right. We're focusing specifically on what intense anxiety actually feels like from the inside.
Exactly. We're using some powerful excerpts from Conquering the Anxious Mind. It's a very raw account from someone really living in that anxious headspace. And our goal here really is to help you get a new perspective on these kinds of internal battles, not just the theory, but the lived reality.
Understanding how they operate, yeah.
And when I say intense, wow, the author really doesn't pull any punches. Right at the beginning, they just state, I am one of the most anxious people I have ever met, ever in my life.
That's quite an opening statement, isn't it? Very stark.
It really is. And they don't stop there. They call the anxiety debilitating, immobilizing, and even scary.
What do you think about starting so bluntly, especially when, you know, some people might just wave anxiety off as just being nervous? Well, I think what's really powerful about that opening is how it immediately signals the scale of the experience. It's not just a minor worry.
No, clear enough.
The author talks about being totally consumed with chatter and, crucially, giving validation and credibility to what they actually call a cruel inner voice.
That phrase, cruel inner voice. That hits hard.
It does. It suggests this isn't just like background noise. It's an active, hostile presence that's dominating, you know, every single minute.
Right.
And that kind of chatter, it often links to what we might call cognitive distortions, where thoughts get sort of twisted and unhelpful, really shaping how you see everything.
Even when part of you knows better.
Exactly. Even when logic is telling you something else entirely.
And that brings us to how it actually shows up for this person. It's very specific almost. Well, excruciating. They say they're convinced that people dislike me and are thinking about me as much as I am thinking about them disliking me. That constant loop.
That social dimension is so common and so painful.
But then, and this is the real kicker for me, they immediately say, almost in the next breath, it is highly unlikely that any of this is true.
Ah, the self-awareness.
Yeah, that split.
Yeah.
You know, knowing rationally it's unlikely, but feeling it so intensely, that just perfectly captures the paradox of anxiety, doesn't it?
It really does. And if you think about the wider impact, this kind of anxiety, it's not just making you uncomfortable. It can genuinely stop you from living your life.
Yeah, the author says that directly.
They do. This level of anxiety is dangerous. It's not healthy to be so consumed with one thing that you are not able to live your life.
And that really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Perhaps for you listening. Have you ever felt that? So caught up in an internal struggle it starts, like dictating what you do, or maybe what you don't do.
Right. It's like the internal conflict builds external walls, a prison almost.
Exactly. A prison built by your own thoughts, which makes the author's next statement just incredibly powerful. I need to let this go.
It's not just I want to, it's I need to.
Yes. You feel the urgency. It's this desperate desire for release, for some kind of freedom from this thing that's just everywhere, all the time.
And that desperation, that need, naturally pushes towards finding a way out, even if the path isn't clear at all.
Right, because the author asks point blank. Therapy. Writing. I don't know.
That uncertainty is such a common hurdle, isn't it?
Definitely.
You recognize the depth of the problem. You feel that urgent need to escape it, but figuring out how, that's often the really difficult part.
Yeah.
Where do you even start? What actually works for this?
So, reflecting on all this for you, the listener, we've followed this really intense journey from that initial all-consuming anxiety.
Yeah, that debilitating feeling.
Through the really specific ways it hurts,
yeah.
Like that fear of what others think, even against logic.
Internal conflict, yeah.
And seeing how genuinely dangerous it feels, how it stops you living. It's such a raw look inside that conflict between knowing and feeling.
It truly is. And it leaves us with a powerful question. Stemming from the author's own words, they need to let this go, but they're unsure how. Therapy, writing, I don't know.
Right.
So the thought to ponder is, what does it take to really untangle a mind that's so deeply consumed like this? Beyond therapy or writing, what other possibilities might exist for letting go of something that feels so fundamental, so ingrained?
What does letting go even look like in that context?
Exactly. What could that path towards some kind of inner peace involve, especially when everything feels so confusing and overwhelming? Something for you to think about.